Something for the weekend. Saturday morning, it's Trina Mari here and on the line. You must be sick of that song now, are you, Dennis?
Everyone sings it to me. You don't say hello to me anymore. Just singing.
We've got one of the stars of Dancing with the Stars on the line, Dennis Bastic, former Dublin footballer. So fit as a fiddle, you've no excuse, Dennis.
I don't know about that now. I don't know. It's a different kind of fitness needed for this dancing.
Is it? That's something that I wondered about, because there are some people on there who've probably never done any kind of exercise or sport before. And I always think anybody who's been involved in sport has an advantage, but not so.
Well, I just think muscles and the way you move and that, it's very different from GAA. But where I do have an advantage is probably that, you know, where you go and train for a couple of hours, I'm used to that. I'm putting your body through and pushing it a bit. Maybe some others aren't. So that is an advantage there. But no, in terms of muscles and movement, it's very different to the GAA.
Tell me this much. How much training are you having to do for this show? Is it several hours a day, or is it taking over your life completely?
Yeah, it is. Well, I'm busy in work at the same time. But yeah, every evening it's several hours every evening, every day. And then come the weekends, then we're down here in Ardmore Studios for a full day, Saturday and Sunday.
Because you forget, don't you, that people have their jobs as well that they have to go to. So you don't get out of that for the time the show is on the telly.
No, my bosses are quite good. I work with EBS and they've been very helpful now so far. So, but it is a bit of a challenge in balancing both.
Yeah, good man getting the plug in there. The boss will be happy with that. There's such a following though with the GAA fans and that. You think this will go in your favour, because it has worked before. I think it was the first series, wasn't it? Yeah.
Okay, and had a great following behind him and he ended up winning the show. So it was fantastic for him. I think some of the feedback I've been getting is that Dublin people tend not to vote in these, and a lot of it's coming from around the countryside. So, but look, there's huge love there across the country, and so many people are involved in GAA. I would be hoping that, you know, they'd pick up the phone and vote for me.
Well, you need to say things like, you know, if you vote for me, I could possibly get you All-Ireland tickets, that kind of thing.
I tell you what, it's harder to get Dancing with the Stars tickets than it is All-Ireland tickets.
Really?
I have requests, coming out for years,
Everybody wants to get in the audience.
Everybody wants to go, And look, to be fair, anyone who's come along so far, they've absolutely loved it. It's a great show and it's a great production down there, and it's a really great evening.
So how did you come about to be doing this show? It's a bit of a strange one for you, Dennis.
It's a bit left field, all right. I got a phone call one day out of the blue. It was quite funny, actually. I was left a voicemail. I thought someone was playing a prank on me. There's a guy in work here, and when I retired from football, he was always saying, oh, you'll be on Dancing with the Stars next. So it was a running gag here in work, but the phone call came, so I thought he was up to some tricks, but it turned out it was real, and I got the call, and I just spoke to my wife, things at home, and just said, what do you think? And it was a case of the opportunity may never come along again, and go for it.
Yeah, sure, why not? Because we all want a man in our lives who can dance. My husband won't even. Do you know what? The first time we ever danced together was on our wedding day. That was it.
That was it.
And he hasn't done it since. So, like, it's great to have
like
it.
That's like most men are like that. I'd be fairly similar as well.
So. Really? So you've really come on a lot. Your cha-cha-cha. Now, the thing about the cha-cha-cha, I would have put that to a particular type of music. So when you're dancing to the modern songs, like, I don't know how you do it. It's hard, isn't it?
It is hard, and I think it's harder for the professionals, because they would have maybe done like a lot of classical stuff and competitions all growing up through their careers. Whereas for myself, obviously, I like the song and I like the music, so I'm just doing the steps to it. But yeah, the cha-cha would be kind of quite classical. But you just have to go with the flow, whatever the song is. You don't get to choose the song, so you go out and make it work.
Did you have little heels in those shoes? Are they particular?
I did have little heels. And I've wobbled a few times on them. And I've seen Valeria look at me. She's like, are you okay? I was like, no, that's my ankle just giving way there for a second.
Now you know what it's like for Tom Cruise going around in those heels all the time. So you need the little heel, don't you, to do these dances?
Yes, you do. And that actually makes it more difficult. Yeah,
that must be so peculiar for you, is it?
It is. When I put them on first, I was like, oh, really? Do I have to? No getting away. I'm back in the flat this weekend, so I'm happy.
You're in your flats, are you?
Exactly.
You're going to get so much slagging after this when you get back to work properly, won't you? And also the gear that you're wearing, the clothes, they're very interesting, aren't they?
They're very flashy. And look, I've tried on a few things that haven't been used yet, so I've dodged a few bullets as well. But I found out very early on at the stage when I went to wardrobe, is like, they're not clothes, they're costumes. And that's my kind of outlook on it, you know. They are costumes and they look great on TV, and that's just, you kind of have to immerse yourself in it.
Yeah, they're kind of like sailor suits, aren't they, some of them?
Yeah, some of them are, yeah.
The flares and everything. Because yeah. Your man...
Watch out for this weekend and see what I have on. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Movie week. Yeah, it's movie week, so it's another costume again.
Okay, because poor LJ Carter like was flashing his six-pack nearly every week on the show. Have they suggested that yet, that you show off a bit of skin?
They were trying to open a few more buttons there on my shirt at the weekend, but I wasn't having any of it. There's enough lads there with Peter Stringer and Darren Kennedy to get the abs out, so don't need mine.
And you had a really, really bad injury many years ago on your knee, didn't you? So how are you coping with that, or is that all sorted now?
Well, no, there's a combination. Yeah, there's aches and pains a lot of the time, but, you know, you're just trying to manage it and do the workload and get through it. So particularly recently enough, I had an ankle injury, and that's probably my biggest fear at the moment, is kind of getting to a stage. Now we're going week on week with the dances. Going to have less time to learn the routine, and it's going to be more intense, so that's probably one of my biggest fears, is being able to cope with that.
Well, listen, take care of yourself, won't you? Don't be doing too much if you can't. So if you vote for Dennis, he is guaranteed to get you an All-Ireland ticket. So
tickets for Dancing with the Stars.
Tickets for Dancing with the Stars, no problem at all. Do you know what, I'll give out your home address now in a minute, Dennis, as well, so people can go collect them. What is the text number? Do you know it off by heart, how people vote for you?
Yeah, vote Dennis to 53125.
Oh, fab.
On the show.
Hopefully we'll talk to you again, because you'll still be in.
Hopefully, fingers crossed. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Dennis. Talk to you soon. Thanks. This is Bye. Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.